I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on using physician salaries as a way to control health care costs. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. With the debate over healthcare reform reaching a fever pitch this summer, various factions have been looking for places to control and reduce costs. A June article in the New Yorker magazine by Atul Gawande examined the high cost of healthcare in one Texas town, suggesting that physicians were to blame for making huge profits on unnecessary services and tests. That's led some in the debate to look to clinics and healthcare systems that have their physicians on salary as a model for healthcare reform. Mark Hall, a professor of law and public health at Wake Forest University in North Carolina and one of the nation's leading bioethicists, thinks there should be a range of options for setting physician payment, but that putting physicians on salary is a good idea.
Economically and professionally, it makes excellent sense. Most professionals in other walks of life are salaried. The salary can be at a level that generously supports and rewards the professional's expertise and training and value and service, but it doesn't direct the professional how to devote his or her time to various clients or projects and what have you.
He says the way doctors and hospitals charge patients when prices aren't set by regulation or insurers is a crucially defective feature of the medical marketplace. He goes so far as to call it price gouging.
In the extremes, there's documented cases of hospitals and physicians charging 10 times more to uninsured patients or to patients who seek care outside of negotiated networks than they willingly accept from either managed care contracts or from government programs. Other studies show that on an average, specialists charge 2 to 3 times more for patients who aren't represented by insurers than they do to those who are.
But American Medical Association President James Rohack, a practicing cardiologist in Texas, says doctors have been forced to charge private patients more because they're underpaid by Medicare and Medicaid. Rohack says doctors need to retain the option to negotiate their fees with patients.
The private sector has always subsidized what the public sector has not paid for. As we have seen insurance consolidation on the private side, leaving physicians no option to negotiate over what their fees are, it becomes very difficult to have a level playing field. And unfortunately, people that are uninsured wind up having this difficult situation where unless you give away your care absolutely free in a charity mode, you have to charge something. And many times you put down the charge, but you obviously work with the patient to come up with something that they can afford. And that's the flexibility we want to have in any payment system.
Much as Hall favors a more ethical way to let the market determine how physicians are paid, he says salaried physicians are still quite rare and mostly limited to teaching hospitals and places like Kaiser Permanente and the Cleveland and Mayo Clinics. He says it would be difficult to come up with a nationwide system to pay doctors a salary when the whole insurance system is geared to paying physicians on a per-patient basis. There are a number of medical groups in California who pay their physicians a salary. Jack Chow is the president-elect of the California Academy of Family Physicians. He runs a 16-doctor multi-specialty group that contracts exclusively with Kaiser Permanente in Baldwin Park near Los Angeles.
In my practice, we actively discuss the amount of payment that we anticipate in a budgetary fashion and really look at where we can put the healthcare dollars toward better patient care and evidence-based care. Now, some people may say that that is a cost containment or somehow we're rationing healthcare and limiting physician payment, but I see it as really putting the right money where the right patient care is and to be appropriately paid for what we do.
Chow's physicians get paid according to regulated blocks of 4 hours, and they get paid overtime, but they're barred from pulling overnights and working the next day. Some specialists argue that those kind of restrictions would take away their incentive to see more patients or go the extra mile for patient care. Robert Pearl, CEO and executive director of the Kaiser Permanente Medical Group in Northern California, disagrees.
When the salary is dependent upon quality outcomes, and when the salaries are dependent upon patient satisfaction, they're going to want to do more for patients, assuming it's the right thing to do. In the fee-for-service world, the tendency is going to be to do more things that are going to be beneficial to you. Giving one example, prevention of heart disease is not rewarded very well in the fee-for-service world, so physicians are not likely to focus on that. And it's why in Kaiser Permanente, there's a 30% lower mortality for from heart disease than patients cared for by physicians in the general community.
The complexity of 21st century medicine, with its technological demands and vast array of pharmaceuticals, is drawing more physicians to doctor groups and salaried positions, says Pearl, particularly younger doctors who say they are more interested in the practice of medicine than the business of medicine. The Kaiser system has been cited by the Obama administration and the much-quoted New Yorker article as an example of how to make the healthcare dollar go the furthest with the best patient results. But Pearl says salary structure per se isn't going to drive the cost of healthcare up or down.
What it does do is bring physicians together into a group practice, and the opportunity to bring physicians together into a group practice, particularly when it's supported by advanced information technology systems, is what leads to more efficient, more effective, higher quality type care, which I believe would lead to a lower cost for healthcare in this country.
In June, the American Medical Association adopted a proposal to look at different ways to create incentives for physicians to coordinate care and disease management for their patients to lower costs. Rohack says the AMA is working with Congress to pull together the various healthcare sectors to negotiate, but there are still some federal roadblocks in the way.
The current problem that we have in the United States is that while more than 50% of healthcare is being provided by solo practice or groups less than three, the federal government prohibits those individuals from coming together to talk about how better to deliver care because of the antitrust laws. As soon as you start talking about price or cost, that's when the antitrust laws start to become problematic to prevent physicians from communicating with each other.
When Congress returns from recess in September, healthcare reform is likely to be the first item on the agenda. The AMA says it would like to see pilots to test the way physician payments are changed or bundled. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.